all of last year. Think about that. We have in one quarter, we passed last year's total for illegal immigration. We've had the largest increase in murders. You were covering it brilliantly earlier. We've had a huge increase in shootings that are not fatal. We've had a huge increase in carjackings and in rapes. We have an administration that, in terms of basic policies, is doing almost everything it can to undermine and weaken America. And I think that almost none of that will be covered by the news media, because they are totally committed to protecting Biden, just as they did for the whole campaign. And so they don't want to report any of these things. And I'm looking forward to his speech, because I'm curious. I mean, is he going to deal with anything that's real, or is it just going to be more left-wing rhetoric to set up another left-wing program to spend more of the taxpayers' money on left-wing interest groups?
Yeah,
that's been the pattern up till now.
Yeah, indeed. I can't wait to see what the post-speech analysis is. And one of the things I'll try and do tomorrow is bring you the CNN perspective or the MSNBC perspective and the Fox News perspective. And we'll see. It may well be that Fox News will pan the speech, Hannity and folks like that, and that CNN will have a totally different approach to it. It's unbelievable. Stick around. We got lots more to do. Oh, coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and his hopes for this presidential speech. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30 is a check out the Nevada Department of Transportation incident site, and nothing right now. We do have some rush hour traffic flows, though. They continue on the 15 between Sunset and Sahara, both north and southbound, averaging about 40 miles per hour through there. We're also getting some backups downtown, 515 eastbound at Main, and that's causing some slowing there on that transition. Those people who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound down to 515 eastbound. Also, you are bumper to bumper. US 95 westbound at Valley View as commuters head home, and heavy volumes as well. 95 southbound at Rancho.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Kentucky Derby favorite Essential Quality will start from the number 14 post for Saturday's run for the Roses. Rock Your World will start from the number 15 slot with Known Agenda drawing the number 1 post and Hot Rod Charlie in the number 9 slot. Baseball, the A's at the Rays this afternoon at 4:10. Angels on the road against the Rangers later at 5:05. Tonight the Padres and Diamondbacks will play at 6:40, and the Giants will host the Rockies at 6:45. Major League Baseball says 70% of players, on-field staff, and support personnel have been fully or partially vaccinated for coronavirus. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred made the announcement Tuesday, saying the figure referred to all individuals defined as Tier 1 in MLB's protocols. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Only T-Mobile for Business uses unconventional thinking to help businesses realize new possibilities, like our WFX solutions enabled by our nationwide 5G network that help teams stay connected and productive where work happens. We also provide an award-winning customer experience and first-class benefits with every plan. Get unmatched network support and value without any trade-offs at T-Mobile.com/unconventional. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require a certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are about 25 minutes away from President Biden and his address to Congress. And we'll see. We'll see what he says. I had a chance earlier to visit with Chuck Muth. He's our good friend. He's on a regular basis every Wednesday. He's the president of Citizen Outreach. He also writes Muth's Truths. And I asked him, is Biden just going to mouth more of these Democrat talking points? What do you think?
Oh, definitely. There's no question about it. It's what we already know. He's going to take credit for things that he didn't do. He's going to shift blame for things that he is responsible for, if he even brings it up at all. I'd be shocked to... Well, we'll see whether or not he brings up the border crisis. Of course, they won't call it a border crisis, but he may address that tonight. But no, otherwise, it's the same stuff that we read about every day, listen to every day, watch on TV every day. It's the same old song and dance that the Democrats are trotting out, and it's just that they're going to bring Sleepy Joe out to deliver the talking points tonight and see if he can get through. Of course, it'll be a teleprompter, so he should be okay. But that's the only thing that people watch, I think, on our side. The only reason anybody watches a Biden speech is just to wait for the gaffe. And sometimes he dodges the bullet, and sometimes he just sticks his foot in his mouth again.
No, you know what it's like? It is like all the folks that go to NASCAR races, and they go not to see everybody go round and round and round. They wait to see it crash. And people are waiting for a Biden crash. Whether we'll have that tonight, I don't know. But it'll be interesting. See, I was just looking at one of the monitors in the studio, and we had CNN on, and they say that 66% in a new CNN poll tied to the first 100 days approve of the job that the president has made with the coronavirus. And nobody will acknowledge that most of this work, the groundwork was certainly laid, and much of the grunt soldier stuff was all done by former President Trump.
You're exactly right, Kevin. It reminds me something, gosh, maybe 20 years ago, a conversation I had with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who was talking about just strategy and tactics, and he said, one thing you can do is just find out where the parade is already going, and then just jump up in front of it and pretend to be leading it. And that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing here. This parade, I mean, the train had already left the station. President Trump already laid the groundwork for where we are. And Biden is just jumping in front of the parade and taking credit for it.
And in fact, millions of doses were produced long before January 20th. But Biden will take credit for that, too, so it's okay. You saw today where Rudy Giuliani had his house raided by federal agents. What the hell is there any connection between that and John Kerry and the trouble he's having?
Could well be. Before we get on that, though, I just want to ask you a question, because maybe you've seen this or not. I mean, will Biden be delivering his speech tonight while wearing a mask? I'm pretty sure he issued an executive order saying you have to on all federal property, but I don't know. I mean, is he planning on delivering this with a mask on or not? Have you seen?
I have not seen. I have. There's been a hint that he might do something dramatic, like take the mask off in the middle of his speech. He might do something that would be one of those deals that everybody would be talking about the next day. Don't know.
I just saw a photograph of him. I guess maybe it was outside the White House, walking toward a microphone outdoors with his mask on, even though he's been vaccinated and nobody was anywhere near him. I think that hurts, because the perception is that this is all theater. It's all just political theater. The mask really has no health benefit, or isn't really necessary, and that they're doing that just to force the rest of us to continue to comply with what they want done. I just thought it was unusual. That's all.
Yeah, the big thing for me is the mask has become a political statement, and we'll find out tonight if, you know, if he does. He's not going to have anybody near him. Supposedly, Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris aren't going to be right behind him, but we'll see how the whole thing is mapped out. I don't know what it'll look like at 6 o'clock.
It really has. It's been totally politicized. And here in Nevada, the governor has said that on May the 1st, Saturday, I think, that he's going to turn over COVID regulations to the counties, except for the mask. He's, for some reason, still keeping the power to force everybody to wear a mask. And I think there's probably a lot of people out there saying, well, why should I even bother getting the COVID vaccine if I still have to wear a mask? If the vaccine's not, you know, if it's not going to protect me enough that I still have to wear a mask, then why get the vaccine? I just think they're undermining their own case with this stuff.
Yeah, I do, too. What do you think we'll do here in Clark County come Saturday?
What I understand, I guess they're going to go to 80% on May the 1st, and they have between May 1st and June 1st. I believe their target is that 60% of us in Clark County must have been vaccinated in order for them to allow 100% capacity reopening. I guess they're at 50% now. I don't know why there should be any question on getting to the percent that they want, but again, the vaccine is available. Everybody, I think, 16 years of age and over, if not everybody, is now eligible. And it's one of those things. If you haven't gotten the vaccine by now, maybe you don't want to and you're not going to between now and June 1st. And so they're trying to browbeat and make people feel guilty if they don't get it.
But what do you think? I mean, everybody has assumed that Marilyn Kirkpatrick would essentially open the floodgates on May 1, would change all of the Sisolak shutdown stuff. T-Mobile Arena can be full again. Allegiant Stadium can be full for preseason games. But nobody seems willing to say, oh, this is what we're going to do for sure.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Kevin. I think that commissioner or commission chairwoman Kirkpatrick probably leans toward what you just said. You know, she's ready to reopen the strip, but remember, there's seven Democrats on that county commission. There are no Republicans, so none of them are willing to speak up against a clearly vulnerable Democrat governor, and publicly embarrass him or confront him. When they know that there's an election coming up, and now I believe that this thing's been political from day one. I don't know if you agree or not, but I think the whole thing's been politicized from day one. But clearly we're now looking at the governor's reelection campaign, and I think there are a lot of calculations that are supposed to be about public health that are factoring in politically now.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Let me just ask you, you mentioned the governor's race, and we keep hearing more and more names, and we're hearing about Mark Hutchison, we're hearing about the sheriff, Joe Lombardo. Who are you hearing about right now most, and just from a political standpoint, who makes the most sense to run against Sisolak?
Well, I think it's been narrowed down to four with the public. You've got Sheriff Lombardo, you've got former Lieutenant Governor Hutchison. You still have Congressman Mark Amaday, who hasn't decided yet. And then with his party switch and his rural tour, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee is being talked about as a potential candidate. So, in that scenario, in a Republican primary, gosh, I mean, anything could happen there. None of them, all of them have a problem in a Republican primary that they would have to deal with. What's going on behind the scenes, though, and I've heard this on multiple occasions from multiple people, is that those four are talking, and they're trying to figure out, okay, which one are we going to unite behind and support so that we're not beating the heck out of each other.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We are now, believe it or not, just over 15 minutes away from President Biden and his address to a joint session of Congress. We'll talk about what to expect. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I need to tell you guys about this incredible website I found. It's called nuts.com. Who here doesn't like nuts? Nuts.com has pretty much every nut you could ever want. They have white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, and honey sesame sticks. Now I know those last couple things weren't nuts, but nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They've got candies, dried fruits, and pantry items like baking mixes, pastas, and more. Now, I got my first order from Nuts.com the other day, and my family tore through that box. I've never seen food disappear so quickly. Delivery? It's so fast, and most orders ship the same day. New Nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order at Nuts.com. That's it. Just go to Nuts.com to get free shipping on your first order. That's NUTS.com, nuts.com.
Hello, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected this November to represent Assembly District 2, which is Southwest Summerlin. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss all of the latest developments in the Nevada legislature. This is going to be one of the most important legislative sessions in our state's history. Over the last year, Clark County has been hit hard. As a small business owner and assemblywoman, I am focused on getting Nevadans back to work. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help. but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asked dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're about 12 minutes away from sending you to the White House, or actually to the halls of Congress, and the address to the nation and to Congress. David Axelrod, in fact, let's go to cut three real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. David Axelrod, of course, is no stranger to the White House, but he was surprised by the timing of this speech to Congress. This is cut number three, David Axelrod, earlier today.
The other thing about this speech that's interesting to me, you guys, is the timing of it. You know, this is rather late for a president to make his first speech to Congress, and it was very deliberate. They've known for months they had this week circled on their calendar. They wanted to score some wins before he stood before the country, and they have. And you can see in this poll he's highly rated for his work on the virus, which is, of course, a primary issue. So you know, the timing is very interesting to me. They've been very deliberate, and I think that has paid off for them.
David, you were in the White House when then Vice President Biden was trying over and over again to convince then President Obama to pull troops from Afghanistan, even faxing him that memo from vacation in Nantucket, pleading with him to make this decision. Well, now Biden got to make that decision. And I wonder what you think it tells us about his presidency and what is to come, right? The willingness to go against top military generals' advice, some of your own advisors' advice, and to say, I believe this in my gut, this is right, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I sat through nine meetings in the Situation Room back in 2009 when the policy on Afghanistan was being reviewed, and the vice president, then vice president, was an emphatic voice that we should focus on counterterrorism and not try and engage in a larger project of sort of nation building in Afghanistan. He didn't call for the withdrawal of troops, but he called for a much smaller number of troops.
I should have said against the surge. No, you're right.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But you know, it does not surprise me that he's taken the position that he's taken. He understood what the commitment of the large numbers of troops were, and that was a very tough decision for the president. He ultimately compromised on the number with an agreement that we would taper down the troops on a path on the way out of Afghanistan. Now Biden is finishing that job.
One of the things that I found fascinating in the lead up to the first 100 days and the speech to Congress and all of that has been the way the media has treated this president versus the way they treated the former president. When we come back, I'll let you hear and we can do the compare and contrast thing, because that's what Laura Ingraham did last night on her show. She put together a montage of you know, before and now. Before, while Trump was president, now that Biden is president. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. We're sprinting to the finish line tonight, believe it or not, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Washington politicians are at it again, and Nevadans will pay the price if they get their wish. Washington is now toying with ending the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. This partisan tactic will put one-sided politics on steroids, making it easier for those in power to ram their partisan agendas through Congress. But you can help stop this partisan power grab and support the filibuster and Nevada values. Join Americans for Prosperity and the Libre Initiative Thursday, April 29th at 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then on Friday, April 30th, join us in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel at 6 p.m. Senator Cortez Masto needs your encouragement to keep her word and stand up to Washington and oppose ending the filibuster. That's Thursday, April 29th, 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then Friday night, April 30th at the Ahern Hotel. For more information, check us out on Facebook at Americans for Prosperity Nevada. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to cut 6 real quick. This is a montage, and what I love about this is that you can compare and contrast side by side the treatment of the former president, Donald J. Trump, and this president, Joe Biden. This was from Laura Ingraham's show last night. Listen to this.
Whether or not you like the policy, it's been an extraordinary first 100 days.
He's approaching the first 100 days. He's trying to build and sustain political momentum for his approach to say we've done it for the first in terms of the pandemic.
To try to bring down the temperature in an overheated Washington, inflamed by his predecessor, Donald Trump. He's trying to reach out in a bipartisan fashion.
Now compare the fawn fest for Biden to what they did to Donald Trump.
Why have the first 100 days been so chaotic?
The first 100 days of disaster.
It seems like there is a lot of failure domestically.
The president has no real milestone legislative achievement, no real legislative achievement at all. He's at record low approval ratings.
You could feel the love, couldn't you?
Oh my God! Yes, I could feel the love. Oh my God! Anyway, just in case you wonder, we're monitoring here in studio what's going on, and everybody's wearing a mask. Now, I don't know whether this sets up a great opportunity for the president to rip his mask off in the middle of this speech. I don't know what he's going to do, but we're all going to know in just a couple minutes. And by the way, we will bring you not only the president's address to a joint session of Congress. But we will also bring you the Tim Scott Republican response, which should be interesting. The problem is everybody's going to be watching Biden, and probably not a lot of folks will stay around. I hope you'll stay around and find out what the president and Tim Scott has to say. I think it's going to be fascinating. And I think when you do the compare and contrast thing and you look at the Republican ideas, and Tim Scott's got some legislation that he's working on right now. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Tomorrow